And welcome back to Rosie on the House. We're here with J.C. Ludich, the showroom branch manager for Expressions Home Gallery. Where are y'all located?
We are 75.
Get this up.
There it is. 75 West Baseline Road, and that's Gilbert, Arizona. It is just east of Country Club on Baseline Road, south side of the street.
And that's a consumer in showroom.
And that is the showroom location. That's where you can come and see appliances and plumbing fixtures on display.
And it's part of Farnsworth, and you all have six
wholesale locations throughout the state. And the Expressions Home Gallery is our showroom arm that we have multiple Expressions Home Galleries throughout the country.
But we've been talking primarily faucets today, but when you walk in the showroom, you're going to see faucets, you're going to see shower heads, shower valves, and of course a full array of toilets and sinks and appliances as well.
And appliances as well. So we have all the appliances in a kitchen setting, along with all the plumbing fixtures properly displayed. So it's a very nice showroom and really one of the premium showrooms out in the East Valley.
What's your hours of operation?
We are 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. You certainly can drop in, but we recommend if you're going to be doing multiple bathrooms or multiple kitchen appliances that you make an appointment.
And how would they do that? What's the phone number?
480-497-2222.
All right, so now we've made an appointment. We've spent a couple hours in the showroom. We've got our faucet picked out. If you're doing just a straight faucet switch out, that is one of the easier plumbing projects to do.
Correct.
If you can physically maneuver under your in your cabinet.
This is correct. It's certainly probably one of the easiest ways to update your house. I mean, that is the plumbing fixtures are kind of the jewelry of the house, and that is a easy way to update.
Now, if you're doing this, let's look under the cabinet, and there should be shutoff valves for the sink.
Correct.
If they spin, they're a gate valve, and generally speaking, we recommend people update those to a 90-degree
correct
ball valve. In that application, you got to shut the water off to the house. But if there's already ball valves there, you don't even need to shut the water off to the home. You can do it right there at those shutoff valves.
Correct.
When you are detaching the supply lines, you want to make sure to not disrupt the integrity of the line coming in. Don't get overly aggressive if it doesn't just come off right away.
Correct. And yes, and if you have any questions, hire a professional is what I always recommend.
So a lot of times you can get another pair of channel lock or some type of pliers, hold the supply line, and then with your wrench, untighten the line if it's got a calcified bond there to break it off. And then how do you detach the faucet from the sink? That's where it really gets tricky. You got to flip over on your back.
Yeah, and typically there's a like a binding clip that goes around the faucet, and sometimes depending on if it's an undermount faucet, depending on what the subtop's like, that can be a little bit of a exploration. But for the most part, it's doable.
Yeah, they make a special wrench for that. It's a basin wrench. Most homeowners wouldn't have that wrench readily available. But they are readily available. You can get them literally any hardware store, a basin wrench. You can reach up there and you're laying on your back. And I tell people, look, if you're going to go in there and do this job, get in there on your back and take a picture up and let the plumbing supplier take a look at it, determine if it's a 4-inch OC, 8-inch OC, or just a single hole so we know we're buying the right thing to replace it. Take a look at it, climb on your back, take a picture of it. And while you're in there, go ahead and take the P-trap and all that out of there. Get it out of your way. It's going to be so much easier to operate and maneuver in there. Get that basin wrench. Break that bolt loose. Faucet comes out very easy, very simply. And as long as you're doing that, like Romy says, if you already got the ball cock gate valves on, then go ahead and put the braided stainless steel supplies on and put the P-trap back together, and you've got it made.
That would be another telltale sign of a cheap product if it comes with supply lines that are plastic.
Correct.
You want the metal braided cover over the supply line.
Correct, because you want to make sure that there's a high integrity with that stuff, because you won't know it's a leak until it's
too late.
Those supply line leaks are the number one cause of water damage in
absolutely
in America.
J.C. Lutage of Farnsworth Wholesale, showroom brand manager at the Expressions Home Gallery in Gilbert. We appreciate you coming in, sharing what's going on in the world of plumbing today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, man. We appreciate it as well. Folks, we'll be winding this show up. We are going to be broadcasting from this location the rest of the day. The rest of the KTAR shows will be broadcast out here live. We'd love to see y'all out here. If you're in the Phoenix area, get over to Westworld and join us for the Arizona Outdoor Expo. I'm going to be here through the course of the afternoon. I think Romy has to run, but I'll be hanging out around. I'll be bouncing between the boats and the KTAR booth. The boats in the KTAR booth.
There's some nice ones over
Jennifer's
there.
Out of town.
Oh. You know what? I saw it last year for the first time. I don't know why it took this long in the history of trailers to figure it out. But instead of having that big, long tongue, they've got it on a hinge pin now. So you can turn it, because that's always what clips your knees when you're walking around. So when it's stored, you can fold the tongue back. Brilliant. What a wonderful...